The ongoing Russia-Ukraine war has been a headline story, but surging commodities and record inflation is also happening and is also a major focus for financial markets. Aside from the multi-year highs in WTI crude, wheat went limit up for a third session, and European natural gas exploded to record high. We've seen a mixed reaction on the currency front, with the euro sinking to multi-month lows, while commodity currencies have been outperforming on their obvious correlation. Stocks have been more mixed than anything else, unsure whether to head lower on all of this added risk in markets from the war or head higher because it will add pressure on the Fed to keep with more accommodative policy. The trick is this growing worry around stagflation, the recipe of record high inflation and a central bank that is unable to respond because of worry about growth is not a friendly recipe and could ultimately make things a lot more unstable. So much so, perhaps, that not even accommodative policy will be encouraging to investors. The bottom line right now is which central banks are likely to be able to respond better to rising inflation and which are going to be forced to hold off on policy normalizations because of fallout from the war and other strains on growth prospects. This is clearly why we've seen so much euro underperformance of late. Key standouts on today's calendar come from German trade, Eurozone construction PMIs, UK construction PMIs, Eurozone retail sales, Canada Ivy PMIs, and the US jobs report. That's all for now.